97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Republicans gathered in the Dells this weekend as their state chair brushes off attempts to replace him. Brian Schimming says he's still around because he's got support from President Trump. Schimming tells Wiz Politics the Wisconsin GOP has proven it can win for Trump, which is why the president is backing him through recent challenges. That includes two failed pushes to vote him out after losses and money troubles. He says he remains upbeat about 2026, noting uncontested candidates for governor and attorney general and improving fundraising. A brown bat in Adams County has tested positive for rabies. Health officials are urging locals to make sure pets are vaccinated and to report suspicious animal behaviors to the health department. Rabies can be fatal if left untreated. The last rabies case in Adams County was reported in 2010. Wisconsin's five largest school districts are urging state leaders to reach a bipartisan deal on special education funding, saying the current system is falling short for students across the state. The supers from districts in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Racine, Kenosha, and Madison warn underfunding forces schools to cut into general budgets, impacting all students. Lawmakers have yet to finalize a compromise as budget pressures continue to grow. And a final barrel roll is coming for Schlitz Beer as the Pabst Brewing Company ends production of the historic brand. Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona is brewing one final 80-barrel batch using original 1950s-era recipes, with pre-orders opening Saturday and the beer becoming available June 27th. Fans can catch the final brew in person in Verona and enjoy a big tasting event there on June 27th. Milwaukee Brathouse is also hosting farewell parties later this month. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The first time these two rivals have faced each other this season. The Brewers coming off a 5-4 loss to the Twins in Minnesota on Sunday. Pat Murphy.
We're definitely in the game. We just didn't get the big hit with two outs. Again, like guys like Bowers, I mean, those two balls are out of most days at 105, and whatever the thing is usually homers. We hit some balls good and got nothing for it.
In Chicago, the Cubs lost to the White Sox 9-8. The White Sox taking that series 2-1. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
We couldn't get the third out of an inning. I think their first either 6 or 7 runs were with two outs. When you give up 9 runs, that's too many. We also left a lot of runs out there today.
NFL coach Sherm Lewis has died. Lewis was the offensive coordinator for Mike Holmgren when the Packers won Super Bowl 31 with Brett Favre. Sherm Lewis was 83. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms later today and tonight, and some of those could be strong to severe, so be weather aware here today through tonight. Our high upper 70s to near 80 today, tonight into the lower 60s tomorrow. A few showers or thundershowers before noon in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.